Right. I posted something on Instagram the other day when Pete had severely injured himself on the work site. Now, the picture is of me in a hospital bed. I'm covered in a blanket. And the caption reads like this. RIP me. My bloke nearly cut his fingers clean off on Friday with a circular saw. Ended up in the public system, playing the waiting game for 1,000 hours. Pete's fingers hanging by a thread and my dignity and patience waning. I had to be sent to the psych ward in the end. I just about had it. I couldn't cope. Don't worry. Pete is okay though. Fingers now intact thanks to plastic surgery and enjoying a lovely cocktail of drugs. I've been tasked with butler duties. Mate.
So what's the backlash?
The backlash is next level. Like, generally my followers understand me. Like, they're pretty chill. They get my sense of humour. They're not offended easily. But there were some people that literally skitzed out.
In what part?
They were challenging me about disrespecting hospital staff.
Right.
Also not having an appreciation for our free
system.
Public system.
Yes.
Which is not free because we pay our taxes.
Yeah.
And money that we pay in taxes goes to those public systems.
Mm-hmm.
And various different other things, like being insensitive to people who have to go and see psychologists or be admit into psych wards.
Well, here's the thing. I mean, on this show before, we've spoken many times and to many nurses that listen to our show, and we've always given them the credit. So
here's the thing. Like,
you know, we do that.
You know, I'm not about to sit here and go, I'm sorry, I apologize for offending you, because like, don't follow me if it offends you. And secondly, if you don't have a sense of humor, like Snorefest, why is it that we are now so sensitive about things? Why in that situation for me, like, yep, it was really traumatic. Pete was not in a good way. We didn't know if he was going to lose his hands. And the only thing that was making us feel better was by tapping into our humor.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it was that. We tapped into the comical side of things, and people were also accusing me of taking beds in the hospital when I could have been giving the bed to someone else. It was Pete's bed. He was behind the camera taking the picture with his one good hand.
I do love that you've asked Pete. You've gone, Pete, I know you've almost chopped your hand off, but this is a great Instagram moment for me.
And
do you mind just jumping up for me, darling?
It was taking his mind off things.
Yeah, great.
Now, it's just like, it's an insult first and foremost to think that I am insensitive.
And it's not like you're there saying to the nurses and having a crack at these people either.
No, but even about mental health.
Yeah.
For the record, I see a psychologist mm-hmm. weekly. It's not something that I feel like I need to tell anybody, but if anybody's going to accuse me of being insensitive to people with mental issues, don't ever think because I'm in the public forum, in the public eye, that I don't have my own problems.
Yeah.
I absolutely 100% do, because I'm dealing with people like this on the daily who are having a go at me personally when they don't even know me.
Well, look, we know people are looking for any old reason these days to
any
jump on
reason.
Things to have a crack at people about. But do you think the PC people of the world, the politically correct people of the world, are the loudest online? If you sort of speak to all my mates, if I chatted to any one of my mates and flagged that caption with them, not one would pull anything out of that.
Like in that caption, I didn't need to say the staff were amazing, which they were. The
yeah.
staff were phenomenal. But I told them that personally. I told them that face to face. I don't need to write on social media that the staff were fabulous. That's something that I did in private, you know?
Yeah.
And they were great. The waiting game in the public system, that's a real issue. And that doesn't, you know, that's general. Everybody knows that. It's horrendous. And that comes down to government funding and all that. That's another argument.
Yeah. Well,
so
look, it does. It begs the question, Pollard, and we've had this discussion ourselves off the air. Is the world still in 2022 PC?